Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, I'm telling you, if I could just give one piece of advice to any couple, mm-hmm. that would be it.
Yeah.
You want to make it last? Stop farting and pooping in front of each other.
Yeah, for sure. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. Iceman.
Just Kurt. Kurt Lowell, Iceman. I'm like,
easy.
Yo, what's up, Iceman? Yep. All right, great. So I am a mess in the head because I just came back from a drag brunch and yeah. I had bottomless mimosas.
There you go.
And then I floated in a pool for a little while.
You sound very relaxed.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just saying that, like, maybe if my sentences don't come out all clear and concise and perfect, you know, maybe we hold back judgment a little bit.
Or maybe we'll just accuse you of being high.
I'm not, definitely not high, but I definitely had mimosas. Definitely had a different substance. Anyway, we thought we would answer some more of your beautiful questions that you have emailed to us. And if you happen to have a question about anything really,
yeah, for real.
You can email to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. You can ask us about anything because this part of our show is called Ask Us Anything.
We created that.
But we are not professionals in any category. So this is for entertainment value only.
Damn right.
So I'm going to go through the questions that have been submitted thus far. Also, if you are part of our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. We do bonus episodes. We do a live stream every month. We have one actually tomorrow that's mm-hmm. going to happen. We make drinks. We play games, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot going on over there. There's great Discord community. But if you are part of our Patreon, you also get your question answered first. And there is, in fact, a question from a Patreon member.
Let's go.
This is someone that wants to be anonymous. Okay. And the title is Relationship Question.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm a member of Patreon and I am having relationship problems. I wanted your guys' advice. She's 20 and I'm 19. We are long distance. Please keep me anonymous. You got it.
Done.
We've been together for 2 years now and I've not been happy with our sex lives for almost a year. Wow. Context. When we first started dating, she used to grab me and initiate all the time for some months. She stopped, but she said it was due to school and stress. Then summer comes around, and we're both pretty stress-free, and we have some drinks, and she calls a TikTok a TikToker hot in front of me. Why is he so hot? She told me that I'm the only one she's attracted to until this point. I tell her the next day as she asks why I'm acting standoffish. She apologizes and initiates pity sex, I'm assuming. From that point, I got more insecure than I already was and decided to quote-unquote test her in June 2021. I would not initiate each time I would visit her for like 1 to 2 times a month. I wanted to see if she ever showed any sexual attraction by initiating things. I ended up telling her that I tested her because she didn't initiate it and it was October. The first 2 months I failed and my test and initiated maybe twice and we had sex. Oh, so he was trying not to initiate to test her, but then he failed because he wanted sex and they had sex when he initiated twice. The next 2 months I did abstain and she doesn't seem to ever want to have sex with me, even though we are long distance and the times we do see each other are limited and special. We don't have sex for these 2 months. She would give me compliments here and there, but she wouldn't actually do anything about it like she used to. I told her I tested her and she told me that she doesn't initiate because she's shy each time we see each other after a month break. She said that she'd most likely be more down for sex if we hung out for longer periods of time so she could get comfortable. She also brings up it's because of her sexual trauma in the past, which did happen with her exes. She said she just needs patience. I've probably seen her 4 times over a week since then. She doesn't initiate 1 time to date, and it's May 2022. Throughout this, I told her I don't feel sexually wanted. I feel like an old couple or just friends since we don't have sex. We only have sex when I initiate. She only says yes maybe 25 to 40% of the time. It's made me feel like shit. I don't know how much more patient I can be, to be honest. I feel like I've given her plenty of time, but it seems clear to me that she does love me. However, she's not sexually attracted to me or has lost sexual attraction to me. Am I ready for a breakup? I love her, but I just don't see her quote-unquote change and us being sexually compatible. I am a horny guy and would like to have sex daily. She said she's more of a once a week person and her limit is 3 to 4 times per week. However, we've been together in person for a month and we've had sex only twice on my initiating. One of them, which I begged for, which I'm embarrassed and guilty about. I'm also down to have her text her side of the story to you guys because I'm all over the place and probably didn't get her side through. I promise you that every part of our relationship is perfect besides the sex for me. It's not just that sex is good, but it also causes me to be very insecure / unwanted and lowers our intimacy. I'm so mindfucked and do not want to let her go. Please help. Thank you, Steve and Nikki.
Bro, once a day?
He's 19.
I know, but holy Jesus 19. Christ, bud. What kind of calories are you sinking over there?
Yo, the hormones are high.
Whoa.
You think I'm high? The hormones are high.
Yeah, true.
Over there in 19-year-old male species.
So, bro, land. You want to have sex like like once every 24 hours, and she's like, yo, maybe a couple times a week. She's like, once a week, but maybe 3 or 4 times a week, and then you're sitting here going like, I don't feel wanted.
No, I think that's what it is.
But let me just say what I think it is.
Okay.
That was my bit part. But what I think it is that he just doesn't feel wanted because he wants it so much more than she does.
Absolutely. That makes anyone not feel wanted. Right. I've been on both sides of that coin. One where I'm the person where I don't want it, and then one where I'm the person that I want it, and they never want it.
Right.
And both sides suck. It sucks to be on. Definitely feels worse being the one that doesn't feel wanted.
Yes.
But yeah, I believe that sex is very important. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna lock down a long-term monogamous relationship, where like if you're gonna like get married to somebody and you like pledge for forever, yeah, sex is like pretty important. I mean, if it's important to one, it should be important to both. Yes. So you do have to find somebody that believes that too, or that's, you know, you're sexually compatible with. And there's a difference between compatibility and chemistry. And you might have a lot of compatibility with this person where you feel comfortable, you feel like the other parts of the relationship are good, but you don't have chemistry, clearly. Because if you did, you would have a thriving sex life.
That's very true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's very true. There is a sexual chemistry that needs to be there.
It just has. I mean, it sucks that it has to. I mean, it also depends on like what you value in a relationship. Like some people view relationships as businesses. Like,
that's true.
And so if you're just like fine with like having a business relationship where you don't have sex, or maybe like you agree to have sex with other people outside the relationship or whatever, I don't know. No judgment. But for me, I think that there should be quite a balance there of sexual chemistry and feeling loved.
Absolutely. I mean, how would you, I mean, this is a toughie because like everything else is great, But yeah, I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, it sounds like everything sounds great to you, but there's something that you really need and it's not
how
being met.
How is it great if like your love language is physical touch, clearly, and you're not ever receiving that, so therefore you're not ever receiving love because that's how you receive love.
Right.
And I'm not even putting this on her because she could have any number of reasons. She could be like, yeah, I so love him, but you're speaking foreign languages, and so
it's an incompatibility.
It's exactly yeah. like you're just not gonna work out long term if the way that this person feels love is by having sex, and maybe she doesn't receive love that way, so she's not giving love that way.
Yep.
You know, and it sucks because yeah, there could be love in a relationship and also it could not work and you need to break up.
So there it is.
So there it is. That's my opinion. I say break up. Mark, you can hit that button from my side. Are you hitting the button?
I mean, has everything been done? I guess is my question. Like, have they really like, it sounds like he's just trying to confront this thing, and like he still wants us to hear from her even, so maybe it's not the whole picture is on my only question, but I would agree if it's incompatible like that, then yeah, absolutely.
Like she says she's shy, but then like they've been like he was there for a month and she didn't even do anything.
Yeah
and so then weird. And then she said she has some sexual trauma, which I'm not even taking away from, but then I think she needs to be with someone whose love language isn't physical touch.
True. That's you know what good I mean? Yeah, that's good.
Because okay, there are people out there that don't need sex all the time. Like they don't feel one way or another. They don't feel loved or unloved by not having a high amount of sex.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and
fair.
For this guy, he needs it. But I will say once a day is kind of a high demand for any
yeah, that's
person.
Stuck out
to me. So like that's very high expectations. Maybe in the very beginning, a couple
course.
Would have sex once a day, but typically it will go down a little bit. There are couples that write in and they say they still, you know, fuck once a day, maybe twice a day, all the time, and that's good for them. But typically, like, you know, 2 to 3 times a week,
love
I think
it.
Is like a long-term thing.
Yeah,
it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those hormones at 19, man. Also, you're really young. Like, this isn't the end all
fine.
Be all. Like, you'll find people that you'll find a person that can, you know, be compatible. Also, I don't mean to sound like so nonchalant about it. I know it's like your 2-year relationship. It just really sounds to me like you're already kind of there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
There you go. Savage Nikki tonight. There it is.
Is that savage?
No, I just, you're, because you were mimosaing all day,
mm-hmm.
you have a very interesting tone about the way that you just sliced and diced that relationship, and I admire it.
Okay, this one's called ADHD problems, ? Hi guys, y'all know you're the shiz. Been a fan of Nikki since 2012 when she was on Tipsy Bartender, and Steve since like 2016-ish when he started doing JK News. I suck at talking, so let's see if I can articulate my situation for the advice I'm looking for. First of all, thank you so much. That is a long time. 2012?
Wow.
I can't even believe that was 10 years ago. Anyway, I'm 27 years old, going on 28 in August, and I kind of feel like a blank slate of a person. I haven't been in a relationship before, and I was in a situationship from like 2015 to 2022, and it's just so stupid to love someone who made it obvious that I was just friends with benefits. I grew up in a tough love home and filled the role of baby girl and also second mom to my younger siblings, who my parents adopted. I know I'm a cool, caring, funny person, but I recently lost my confidence and I've just been hating myself because I never clean my room or I impulse spend all my money and I'm constantly broke even though I have a stable job. Speaking of job, I low-key hate it just because my ADHD just hates the boring job with low social interaction. I guess my question is, how do I build myself up into someone with confidence and purpose/meaning? I constantly forget the good things in my life and look at others' lives and it makes me feel lost and sad because I'm not as accomplished as others my age. I feel at times that my life has been a waste and there's no future for me because it's too late to do anything. I don't know. I'm a whole wreck of a person and I guess that's enough questions for now. LOL. Longtime fan that loves you lots. Kenna. Thanks, Kenna.
It sounds like you have depression.
Yes. I also think it's natural to have confusion at this age, like that 26, 27 cusp age.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're turning 28 soon, but still, it's like the time where you're like, wait, I'm almost 30. I should have my shit figured out.
Yeah.
I should have my life together. I should like be a whole ass adult. And I think that's just not it hasn't been that way for a while. Like, you know, when we were kids, the adults had all their shit together at like at 30, you know, they had a whole ass family and careers and stuff. And like, it's just not how the trajectory has been for this generation. No. And so, first of all, stop putting yourself on this imaginary timeline. Secondly, stop comparing yourself to others. I know you probably know that already, but it's definitely going to contribute to depression and your mental health, because people are on different tracks, especially during this specific age period where like, it's like popcorn sitting, like little popcorn kernels, and like, some of them are popping off right now, you know, like, and they're like, oh shit, like, oh shit, you were a kernel too, and now you're a popcorn. Why am I not a popcorn yet? And it's like, it's gonna happen. Just like, stay on your track. I mean, you do have to put the work into it, but like, just recognize that you have your own lane, and every, and like, your lane is there. Them popping off doesn't take away from your ability to pop off.
If like, that makes maybe sense. If you really try hard, you can one day be a popcorn kernel.
You will be a popcorn kernel.
That pops off.
That pops off.
Yes. I think I got it. I think, well put.
Thank you. You could have depression, but we always suggest seeing a professional. Like, definitely talk to a therapist, because no matter what, it could always help. And that just helps you like kind of understand yourself better. And so you can like navigate these new experiences in life and the like the confusion part of life better.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the purpose meaning part that you're looking for is like finding something where you can be in love with the process. Obviously, you don't like your job, you said, and you have ADHD, but there's so many things that you probably do like, especially if you have ADHD. Like, I bet you like have like a billion hobbies or like a bunch of interests. And so I think that if you could find something, just anything on the side while you're, you know, you still have your job, don't quit your job, just like keep hang in there for now. But like on the side, like something that you're excited to do when you get off work, like something that you can't wait to do or can't wait to build or can't wait to like learn or like even fail at. You don't even care because you're going to learn from it and you're like so excited about like, what is that thing or things like, can you find that? And then just like work on building it and work on like just like finding something where you are in love with the process rather than the result. Like, it's not like, oh, I love doing this because eventually I'm going to be able to do blah, 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 blah. Or eventually like this thing's going to make me $100,000 or whatever. Like, forget about that end thing. Like, don't do it for that thing. Live for the thing that brings you joy while you're doing it.
Love that.
Did I articulate that?
I think well, I agree with 1,000% with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just come to realize that because this is from being someone who is a very results oriented person in my 20s, all through my 20s, late 20s, maybe even early 30s. But I've realized that like the real part of life, the like part that fills you with purpose and like, oh my God, like this is the rich part of life, is that part where like you're just doing shit because you love it. Like, with no attachment to the outcome.
Yes.
Like zero attachment, just because you fucking love it. And then usually good things happen from that. Like good thing, abundance and stuff flows from that. But like that is like the seed of all the creation, which is I think like the purpose of life.
Love it.
Yeah. There was like a Instagram reel, that soundbite that was like, the purpose of life is enjoying the passage of time. The passing of time is learning to enjoy the passing of time.
Why not?
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Sounds like take it day by day, which I like.
Yeah. And like, well, I mean, like just thoroughly enjoying the present moment.
Yeah.
And not being like, why am I not that?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like
there's
being
a lot of that.
Like
there.
What in your life right now excites you? Like what in your life right now are you grateful for? What in your life do you have now that you're like, fuck yeah.
Yes.
You know, like exactly. Just, and even if it's little things, even if it's like, you know what? I fucking love my cat. You know, like,
for sure.
I love this cat. That's dope. Oh, I have a book collection I freaking love. Like, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, where it's just like, yes, life is great. Right here, I see it. I hope that helps. Thanks, Kenna. All right, our next one is an update. And it's actually titled, Update to the Update, German Village Christmas Breakup. We've done...
Yeah.
You remember, right?
Yeah, sure.
even the update. Hi, Sticky. I was just listening to a podcast episode that I had missed, and surprise, you had actually answered my update email. So here I am providing an update to that update. As a refresher, my first email was about my ex who brutally broke up with me at Christmas over the phone, and my second was me moving on with a guy I met on holiday, but who was living on the other side of the planet and wasn't really meeting my communication needs. Well, that didn't work out. Things fizzled rather quickly, and thank God they did, because a couple months later, I went on a date with a man who was only in my city for the day, and it was pretty much love at first sight. We had the most amazing evening together, and then I found out he was moving to the other side of the planet a month later for work. I know, right? We spent that wonderful month together and embarked on a long-distance relationship after the time was up. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we have been in an amazing relationship since then, traveling back and forth to see each other, and in a few months, he will be moving back over here so we can move in together. Yay!
Wow.
I guess the takeaway is that if it's the right person, long distance can definitely work out, and even the long distance part can become a fulfilling relationship. I genuinely feel that he is the one. I'm so in love and can feel his love from all the way in another continent. Might I have found my Steve?
Maybe. That's cute.
Side note, if you have any tips for moving in together and making that a smooth experience, please let me know. Thanks for answering my questions and helping me through my tumultuous dating life. I appreciate you on this podcast so much. Keep up the good work. Smiley face.
Two bathrooms if possible. We always say that.
Yes.
If possible. Yeah. Not everyone can.
Yes. But it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. We believe in that. But hey, we had to trial by fire with one bathroom and we made it through that. So
yes.
Sometimes you got to just deal with it.
Don't fart or poop in front of each other.
That's big, man. Look, I'm telling you, if I could just give one piece of advice to any couple, mm-hmm. that would be it.
Yeah.
You want to make it last? Stop farting and pooping in front of each other.
Yeah, for sure. Other moving in things, you're gonna like find out all the like weird habit stuff. Like there might be like things you're just not used to. Like you're used to like running your house a certain way, and then like you have to kind of adjust and kind of find a middle ground for both of you. But yeah, other than that, you should be gravy.
Yeah, I would say, oh man, I mean, it sounds like you're already good. I don't think you really have to worry about anything. Yeah. Don't stress out about it. I don't want to put anything in your head like, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
Just, you know. I mean, if he agrees that like you should probably decorate the place or whatever you're into, or he likes to decorate or whatever that is, like just get that out in the beginning. Like, yo.
Oh, split up. Yeah. The chores and stuff.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Like just very clearly define like who's in charge of what.
Yeah. And if you need help with something or he needs help with something, try to be receptive to that. Like try to prioritize them.
Yeah, for sure.
And that feels good.
Yeah, but I'm happy for you. I'm so glad that you found the person.
You came out the other side there.
Yeah, I hope I don't get an update to the update to the update that's like,
oh no.
Turns out.
No, we won't. We won't get that. We won't get that. We're not putting that out there.
Nope. But so. Good luck with everything. I'm so happy for you.
Good job, seriously.
Yay, and thanks for listening. So glad you submitted questions and they actually helped, even though we're not professionals.
It's crazy.
That we actually gave some helpful advice.
It's like rolling dice.
It's crazy. It's like throwing darts.
That's it.
It's like bowling without bumpers.
That's exactly what it is.
It's like
bumper cars without the bumpers.
Just cars?
Just cars hitting each other.
And on that note,
who survives.
We're going to go for a break. And when we come back, we'll answer more of your questions. So stay tuned for that. Or go do bumper cars without bumpers. I don't care.
Don't do it.
But don't do it.
Just like, talk about it.
We could be liable for that.
Yeah, we're not.
Don't do that. Just think about how silly it is.
It's funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's really just cars crashing each other. But
yeah, but not on a road. It's like in a silly
in
like
a control environment.
Or like a silly like little weird low ceilinged place. Yeah,
it's always weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't bumper carred in a while.
Why are the ceilings so low? It's because the thing coming up the top,
right? Holds, yeah,
it's yeah.
Like held on by the top.
What do they need that for? You know what I mean? All right, we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Huge. Thank you for supporting the show.
All right, and we're back. And I hope that you bought everything we told you to buy.
That would be so nice.
Downloaded everything we told you to download.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate you for that. We also appreciate you for rating us highly on Apple iTunes. I don't know what it's called anymore. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Tunes.
Whatever the Apple thing is.
Apple Tunes.
Apple.
Apple Tunes.
Apple Tunes.
I know what you're thinking about already.
Nope. This next question is titled Setting Unnecessary Boundaries or Gaslighted. Hey, Nikki and Steve. First off, I absolutely thrive off your podcast and have learned so much from you guys. It's insane.
Oh, thank
and
you.
As someone who is an introvert and homebody, I feel like I haven't experienced enough to learn the life lessons and development that you share about, if that makes sense. So thanks a ton. Sorry if this is a little long. We love you for it.
You're good. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Anyways, I'm a 23-year-old female who has always struggled with being a chronic people pleaser, and it's something that I've always hated about myself. I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years with my boyfriend, who's 31. Oh, wow, that's a big age gap. Let's see, like 8 years.
23.
Okay, this is my first long-term relationship and the second relationship I've ever had. This being the case, I'm not sure what's considered a normal and healthy relationship. I've listened to a lot of Big Mood and Shit They Don't Tell You episodes and realized that I'm a human doormat and decided to start setting boundaries with those around me,
yes,
including my boyfriend.
Yes.
Good for you. I've verbalized with him that I don't like the way he talks to me sometimes, specifically when he's mad or frustrated because he makes rude comments or makes little gestures that I don't appreciate, like scoffing, rolling his eyes, replying with a monotone, yeah.
Get
or him. When he has a machismo attitude but tells me I'm being too sensitive. To be fair, I do cry when I'm mad or talk about how I feel, but it's not on purpose. It just happens. I'm a Capricorn. Girl, you don't even have to explain that. Like,
I love it.
And you don't have to justify it. That's how you're processing emotions. But I can't shake the resentment that I feel that I've been building up over it. I know he does genuinely love and care for me because he's always there to help out when I need it. And he always tells me how grateful he is to have me in his life and he wants to grow old with me. But I have this lingering feeling that although we do get along for the most part and have similar interests, I'm in a relationship that's not meant to be, maybe? How can I communicate my boundaries without making it seem like I'm using us breaking up as a weapon? Losing him would hurt me so much because I know how loving and fun he can be, but would it be for the best? Am I just a rookie at relationships who expects him to be all rainbows and butterflies? Help. With much love, Anonymous Cookie.
I think it's probably an age thing.
Thank you, Anonymous Cookie.
I think it's an age thing.
Like, what are your thoughts on the age thing?
Like, incompatibility due to age. Like, he finds her kind of annoying because, like, she's younger than him. And, like,
and so when she cries, it's, like, almost not valid?
Yeah. That's like, my fucking...
It's like a little girl like crying or whatever.
Exactly. That's my guess anyway. Just from...
His equal... Instead of his equal...
Yeah, not an equal. Expressing emotions. Exactly. He's not treating her like an equal at all.
Yeah,
he's treating her like a child.
Yeah.
Which is not chill and not a good vibe, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's why he gets the machismo attitude too. And like you said, that what you like about him is that he helps out a lot. Like he probably has this sense of
paternal purpose thing,
from like being the man that helps in your life and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're an equal though, so that's kind of whack a little bit, you know.
If your partner is not treating your needs and boundaries as valid, like I just don't know how you do stay together, because that's so vital.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I don't think you're overreacting if that's what's happening, if you're like actively setting boundaries now and actually growing as a person, and fucking good for you, creating healthy things, healthy habits to do, healthy things in your life. And you are going to get pushback from people who are used to you being a doormat and used to being able to walk all over you.
Why are you being so weird all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, because...
Used to be so fun to walk all
over. They don't want you
to
change. That's why they're there with you or whatever. They're like, they're used to being able to get whatever they want out of you.
It's like, I always put my boots on when you come over because I get to step-y.
Yeah, and so, yeah, when you do start setting boundaries, you will experience this sort of negative pushback. From your partner, it's a little disappointing because it's like they're supposed to have your back and they're supposed to want to work with you and listen to you and stuff.
Always.
But yeah, I think it does kind of sound like he doesn't see you as an equal, or maybe the thing he liked about you was that it felt like he takes care of you or whatever and just put up with your wah, wah, wah nagging sometimes.
Yeah. Pretty good. That sounds like every chick I ever dated.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that's really what it is. And yeah, if he's not going to change, I mean, look, you changed, right? But you did something to help yourself. If he's not going to change to meet that, then I would say hit the breakup button.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like whenever you level up, it's hard because you're leaving a lot of people behind that were on your previous level.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Sucks.
But I do think that you'll... find someone that honors that, especially if you continue down this path of starting off right away with setting boundaries.
Yeah. And hopefully, man, look, hopefully with your partner, you don't have to, set too many.
Yeah.
Because it should just be chill. So like, even the idea that all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I'm not going to be people pleasing with my partner. My heart breaks for you a little bit because I can understand how frustrating it might be to wake up one day and be like, oh man, I've been such a people pleaser. I got to change that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially it's kind of a shock to the people that are used to you people pleasing.
Yeah. But good on you for standing up. That's fucking tight.
Yeah, for sure. I wish you the best.
Yeah.
Anonymous cookie.
Good luck out there. Let us know how it goes.
It's a hard one because I don't want to... She says that losing him would hurt me so much.
Yeah, I'm not even saying break up. I'm just saying if he can't, if this isn't clear to him yet,
yeah,
you got to really draw the line.
Yeah, it just is such an important part in our relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you the best. I really know it's not easy. It's really easy for us looking from the outside in.
Let us know, though, please.
Yeah, keep us updated. We appreciate it. This next one is called Pretty Much a Virgin, Help, How to Put Myself Out There on the Market. All right. Hey, Nikki and Steve. Firstly, compliments. I listen to you guys daily on the way to and from work. You guys are 100% goals and are both truly amazing people. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Yes,
thank you.
You both are super insightful, and I can promise I've learned so much about the shit they don't tell you. I've been binging so fucking hard on your podcast, and maybe once I catch up, my question might be answered. Happy for you guys to give me a fun nickname or leave me as anonymous. What's the nickname?
Okay. Mr. Question Mark.
Oh, just automatically a dude?
I don't know.
Because it says, I'm a 27-year-old female and pretty much a virgin. Okay, Mr. Anonymous?
Hey, I think that's a really good anonymous one then.
Yeah.
Because nobody will ever guess.
They'll never guess who you are. I've had sex before, but I wouldn't go as far as calling it sex. The next guy, if there is a next guy, will probably have to dust out the cobwebs. The guy I was seeing at the time was very horny, but I actually didn't have sex with him straight away. He was respectful enough to not force me, but was vocal about it. When I did decide, okay, sure, why not just have sex? We tried multiple times over many days and weeks before his dick actually went in. When it did, I had this massive burning and sharp pain that I asked him to immediately pull it out. Let's just say he decided to call it quits with me within the next few days. I was very hurt when he called it off, as it was my first time losing my V-card. But what hurt me the most was the fact that he earned my trust and just texted me, I think we should just be friends, and said, it's not you, it's me, blah, blah, blah. He's an attractive and popular guy, but I didn't actually start to develop feelings for him until I got to know him, to be honest. I actually found him to be quite annoying at first. I'm not really someone who opens up that easily, so the fact that I even gave him...
You clearly don't open up that easily.
The fact that I even gave him my trust after many months of getting me to like him and then left me within a matter of days after taking my V-card just made me feel like I'm expendable and trash. This is about 5 to 6 years ago, and I'm very much over him. Since then, I've met people who I was interested in, and they were interested in me, but we never took it to the next step. It was always me who decides to cut it off before we barely get started. I want to give dating apps a go, and maybe fuck around for fun, or if I'm lucky, find someone serious, but the idea of the guy I'm talking to is interested is probably talking to 50 other girls makes me sick and jealous. I'm obviously a serial monogamous. My question is, how do I get out of this mindset and put myself out there? I'm someone who pretty much enjoys doing almost everything. I love to try out new activities and go to new places. I have a ton of hobbies, probably too many. Extremely competitive in both sport, games, and pretty much everything because I find it fun, but not a sore loser. I have my own opinion and thoughts on things and love to listen to others' perspectives. Sometimes to add a bit of spicy and fun, I piss people off by roasting them, calling them up, and busting balls. Anyways, I can't seem to find anyone that interests me or finds me interesting and that makes me want to have some fun or the right guy to settle down with. I will say I do have a much darker, deeper side to me where I don't share with pretty much anyone. Could there be something much deeper that is holding me back that I'm still unsure of? Would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this. Sorry if this is long. Much love, Mr. Anonymous.
This is a toughie. But, well, it just sounds like you have, you know, I mean, you really didn't have sex. It's not really sex, is it?
Nah.
No. So you put it in.
It's penetration, so okay. Yes.
Yeah.
It did take me quite a few times to lose it too, for the same exact reason. It was just too, it hurt too much.
Yeah, it's difficult for you to open up.
Yeah, physically, for sure.
Yeah.
The only way it even did happen was that he started making jokes to like we just decided like, oh, it's not going to happen. So we're just like pretending, or we're having pretend sex. And then it just relaxed me enough to.
Oh, thanks. It's like I'm in the room for your first time.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I really wanted to hear right now.
I was trying to help her. So I'm sorry if that.
Mark, can you cut it?
I'm
cut
sorry that, if that
cut,
makes
cut the
you.
Audio to my headphones, please. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know. This is tough because I've never been in this position before.
What?
Like where it's like, I guess it's like intimacy issues, or it's like.
No.
Or no.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I would say that it's.
Trust, maybe.
No, just having the lack of experience.
Lack of experience, yeah.
I think.
Okay.
You know, like your one experience, like, so for me, it took multiple times. It was like hard to do. But it was also with my boyfriend who I'd been together with for over a year.
Right.
So like I didn't have to worry about him
bailing on you.
Yeah, bailing on me. Like sure. That would just never happen. And if it did, that would be shocking.
Yeah.
Right. And so she had a really traumatic experience of not only did she finally decide to give it up and it finally went in, but then the guy just gave up on her. I was like, nah, never mind.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So now, of course, you're going to be scared that the next person that you actually develop feelings for, it's okay, but when they come to have sex, which it's probably going to happen pretty soon after we start dating because that's what adults do. They're going to find out I can't do it and then they're going to leave me. It's that's your only experience with it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess in a sense it does cause intimacy issues because you haven't been intimate with anybody because you're blocking it. And she even says that she's she's the one to cut it off before it even goes anywhere.
That's what I think.
Yeah. But you know that about yourself already. You're really self-aware. I definitely think you should see a therapist because I'm not an expert on trauma or things that and I'm sure that they can give you some tools to help yourself with, but yeah, I think that you definitely need to get out of your box a little bit, no pun intended.
Man, we got a lot of bits in this one,
and give people a chance, give people like a chance to just get to know you better. And you don't have to like think about it as like, oh, well, they're going to want sex like after 3 dates, so I have to cut it off now. Like, don't think about it like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You can set your own boundaries and be like, oh, I like to take things slow.
Right.
You know, get to know people.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it takes you a bit to open up because you haven't done it yet.
Well, she kind of did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, emotionally.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Like all of that stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah.
Like, it took this guy months of him trying to get her to like him. And then when she finally did, he was like, peace.
That guy's kind of tight, though. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I think that, like, once you find somebody that, like, allows you to open up at your own pace and that you're able to actually do that, and maybe you have like a little bit of a relationship for, I don't know, 6 months to a year, it'll be so much easier. And then even if that relationship doesn't work out, I feel like you'll be able to open up quicker because you understand how it kind of works, like the ebb and flow of things. Like before you get in that first relationship, it's kind of hard to figure out.
That's so true.
You know,
that's so true.
And it's been so long since then, so we kind of forget don't know about what that.
Even the template is. You're like, yeah, what the fuck is all this?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I think that it just comes with experience, but you have to let yourself have that experience by like, you know,
letting trusting people get a little bit past. More. Yeah. Yeah, letting people in. Yep.
Yeah, not physically right away, but you know,
eventually,
emotionally. And I wish you the best, Mr. Anonymous.
Mr. Question Mark.
Our next question is called Beauty Standards. Hey, Nikki and Steve, I love and respect you both so much, and I really value your input on this funk I am in. Medium to long email, but I think it's an interesting discussion. Smiley face. Yay. Okay. I'm a very creative person. I love to draw, paint, make, plus wear nice jewelry and clothes. I love makeup and hairdressing and tattoos, etc. I'm struggling to place myself outside of this capitalist beauty culture, if that makes sense, and I've been questioning the purpose of all this recently. I've been thinking deeply about what makes me happy and how I can live the life I love. I've always wanted an artistic, creative career is my passion. I'm good at it. It all excites me. I love the freedom and lifestyle it brings me, self-employment, and I want to make people feel good. My next venture was going to be to become a beauty therapist, and I was really excited about it on and off. Due to overthinking, I feel like it's not quote unquote useful enough. I just want to make people feel more comfortable and happy in their skin, like how I feel about getting beauty after getting beauty treatments. But part of me hates that beauty standards even exist, and I feel the need to be pretty to live a happy and confident life. I see people saying they dress nice and wear makeup for themselves, but for me, that's just not true. It's fun to apply, and sure, there's art to it. Who doesn't like pretty colors and sparkles? But I do this mostly for social approval. I hate that society treats you better based on your genetics and what beauty treatments you can afford to get to supplement that, and it's been seriously depressing me lately. I feel like if I do this for work, I'd be contributing to these beauty standards, and I suddenly feel super guilty about it. But this was my plan, frowny face. A lot of beauty standards are a result of the patriarchy, and I've been seeing lots of TikToks about makeup being anti-feminist, sexual women like Meg Thee Stallion being anti-feminist, surgery being anti-feminist. It's just all driving me nuts. However, a lot of these women still do their hair or wear piercings. Is it not human nature to want to look good? They say they are quote-unquote rejecting beauty standards, but I kind of think that's BS. They're still trying to look good or however they feel comfortable. You can reject certain standards, but I don't think I've ever seen someone just be quote-unquote ugly and 100% okay with it. And what about trans people who want to express their gender identity? Men have beauty standards too. Are they criticized for wanting to be attractive or getting surgery or going to the barber or going to the gym? I'm just finding it very hard to navigate beauty, especially as a straight woman. I want to look good, be accepted by society and find love, but I feel like I'm conforming to a cage and caging other women by encouraging this. I hope you see what I'm saying. Now, whenever I do my makeup or hair or wear nice clothes, I'm thinking, who/what am I doing this for? I even feel guilty when I compliment people's appearance. But is it so bad to want social approval? I wish looks didn't matter so much, but in this society, they do. And a lot of it is biology anyway. So should I even be feeling guilty for our biology? I even feel like this when I make jewelry or make a nice piece of art. I think, why does someone want this? Why does looking at this make people feel good? What does this bring to their life? I'm not sure if I'm onto something or just mentally ill and self-sabotaging, LOL. I would love to hear both of your relationships with beauty, and I'm not sure if the beauty industry is too overwhelming for me to navigate. I love the visual arts, but maybe I should try writing inspirational poetry or music or something instead, but I don't want to ruin a good thing. Thank you. Love ya.
Everything gets exploited.
Yeah.
You're having an existential crisis. Mm-hmm. I mean, people like, you know, some people have watches. Some people have watches that cost a lot of money. And some people get those watches because they like to be in rooms with other people. And then those people are all competing with each other about the watches. Some people just like having a watch that looks nice and it makes them feel good when they put it on. You can't judge everybody just because some people do one thing one way.
Yeah. Also, like, I think the seed of what brings you joy is your thing. And you're questioning it because you're like, well, what is this? How does this contribute to society? And how does, like, is it all like just superficial nonsense? And now I'm contributing to all of that. And no, you're not actually, you're not. Because throughout, actually, we just talked about this on Should They Don't Tell You After Dark, but it was a Patreon episode because it's after dark. But we talked about how, like, I went through a similar thing where I was like, I've always been in an artistic, creative type of field. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm not like really doing something meaningful for society. But then you think about it, and if you look back, art is like the one thing in every culture that it, like, it reflects the culture and society of that time. And it's the thing that we have to look back on to see how other cultures operated and like how humans kind of like evolved and like what things were like. And it's been like that throughout history. And artists, you know, in the past, artists were actually revered as more of a more important to society than they are now, or at least in America. Like in England, actors are still supported very much so. But like here in America, you know, sometimes it's just like arts or the artists or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
well, unless you made it and you're fucking in Hollywood and you're like at the top of the
right
pyramid.
But you're going through something I think is typical, like the tortured artist thing where it's just like, what does it all mean? Yeah. You know? And it's like, it's good to be questioning things because like, that's what
your values, like, you're finding your values.
Yeah, like, and having meaning in what you do is always better for a creative person, you know, mm-hmm. having something, making something that means something. But I don't think that
searching for the light in things, I think, is better than searching for the darkness.
Yeah.
And I think that like, for example, like, you have been decorating our house. Like, why do that? Why are you falling for, like, standards and, like, all this kind of shit? Well, because it brings you joy. Mm-hmm. I know that. I know for a fact.
And it makes me joy when I walk into a room that's decorated.
Exactly.
So I just love it. And I love that I did it. And I love that I knew the process of doing it, that I was there the whole time, that I remember what it was like when it was a baby in my head. It's like, oh, a blank room. It's like a baby. It's like anything that you're starting, it's like a little baby. And then when it's finished, it's like a finished piece of work. It's like you were there and you nurtured this baby and look at it now. It's like something you could be proud of. And I don't think that it goes as deep to like, oh, but now I'm helping people be too wrapped up in beauty standards. No, like, you're making people feel good. The original intent is there still. And when you help somebody, or like, you know, you make a, I don't know what you do, like, make over somebody maybe, and then they feel better about themselves, it's, that's, you're contributing to joy. And you're actually, I don't know, like, the joy comes from creation. And so when you're a creative person and you're creating, you're contributing to creation, you're contributing to joy in the world. Like, that's what you're putting in the world. You're not taking from the world. You're not a destructive force. And you're not like putting people in a cage. People want to naturally gravitate. People naturally gravitate to what makes them feel good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do believe the women, because I am one woman that does do those things for themselves, where you're like, oh, you know, people say they do it for themselves, but I don't do it for myself. Well, maybe you'll get there. I don't know. But because like when I was in my 20s, I definitely was like, oh, I got to look a certain way or whatever, like to fit in or to get the part or to whatever. But now I definitely like most days don't wear makeup, but when I do decide to wear makeup, I'm like, hey, I really like putting on makeup. Like, yeah. It was really fun. It's just a fun process. Yeah. And then I get to go somewhere and I feel like a different person, or like a more enhanced version of myself. And it's not like I need that makeup to like be this enhanced version, but it makes me feel good. So who cares? And I don't give a shit if that guy thinks I look good, or if that girl thinks I did my makeup like shit. I feel good about it. And I don't need it to feel good, but it does feel good.
It's like when you get new clothes and you get to wear your new outfit tomorrow, and it's like kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's like when I have
a cup of coffee in the morning. I fucking love my cup of coffee in the morning.
Exactly.
Do I need a cup of coffee? Well, now I probably do because I'm kind of addicted. But, yeah. You know, do I technically need it? No. Am I contributing to addiction by having coffee? Maybe you can make that argument, but I don't feel that way. I think that life is just really short and you should enjoy like what brings you joy. Like that really is the guidepost to what you should be doing in life. Like people aren't meant to be caged into like some job that they hate that's monotonous and doesn't bring them joy. People are meant to like follow the joy. Absolutely. They really are. And I'm not telling everyone to quit their job and like, you know,
that's what they're assuming.
Broke and whatever. Like I'm saying like you can find that while you're still at your job if you don't like your job, and then eventually like maybe it leads somewhere, but it really has to start with that. Like that, I really believe that every person has this internal little guidepost, this like, I guess you could call it intuition or your gut or whatever. And it tells you every day it's like sending little signals of like, hey, this thing makes you happy. This thing makes you happy. And most of us ignore it. And if you get really good at not ignoring it, if you get really good at listening to it, I feel like those people are the ones who you look at and you're like, wow, they really found their thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how they found it? It's because they just continue to listen to it. And I think that people get conditioned to ignore it.
I love that. Also, sometimes you got to live inside your own body. It sounds like you're trying to live for everybody else, and you just gotta, in my opinion, you just gotta live for you a little bit.
Yeah, and I do think that sometimes TikTok, if you watch too much of that, if you're scrolling too much of it and you're sucked in,
it's the same thing
with like the news,
yeah, or absolutely.
Any media, really.
Any of it.
Like, everyone's trying to evoke an emotional response to you. Like, that's the things that do the best, things that are getting the most eyeballs, whether it's the news, whether it's a TikTok, whether it's creating an emotional response.
Yeah, drama.
And so if people are like, yo, makeup is anti-feminist, it's like that's the thing that's fueling their emotions. Maybe they're really passionate about it. Maybe they believe it. I'm not taking away from it, but I disagree. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm allowed to disagree.
Well... not on their TikTok.
I'm not gonna get emotionally into it. Like I get to decide how I emotionally react. No one gets to decide how I emotionally react to something.
Guys wear makeup. Is that anti-feminist?
That's what she's kind of struggling with. Guys going to the gym to like get better muscles. Like. Dude, if you're not doing it solely for health reasons.
Can you imagine sitting there, though, and trying to figure out if everything you're doing lines up with whatever the hell? Like, I just think that's madness. I think that you will drive yourself crazy.
Absolutely. I think if you are doing something that brings you joy internally from the process of doing it, that doesn't impede on anyone else's happiness, you're fine. You're so fine.
You're good. You're already good.
You're good. So I really, really hope that you soak that in and, like, understand that, because I get how you could, like, you just want to do the right thing, you're stuck.
She's having an existential crisis a little bit. And like, also just don't forget, and everybody could use this advice, everybody, me included, please put a little extra dollop of I won't take myself too seriously in your coffee or whatever you drink in the morning. Like, a little extra dollop of that I think will help a lot of people.
So I hope you take that, and I hope that you run with it, and I hope that you just continue to create and do the things that bring you joy, and maybe one day, like, you'll realize you're not doing it for society. Maybe, like, you'll very, very much be in tune with what brings you joy alone in a bubble, basically.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
Like, I know dudes who get joy from fucking sneaker culture, and I'm like, I'll never get this shit, but good for you, dude.
And also, I guess when I think about it, like, when I do the makeup, I do like going out and getting, like, it makes me feel good to be around society with the makeup on. Yes. Like, it's not just me at home in a bubble. True. It's like, I probably wouldn't put makeup on if I was in a bubble, but it's, that's part of it. And it doesn't even matter what the actual reaction is. It's just me being out in public with it. I don't care what anyone else thinks about it. I feel good about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I wish you the best with that. It is a great discussion. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. All right. We do have other questions, but we are at the end of our time. So thank you for submitting those. If you have a question, again, you can email us podcast@nikki.limo and we will answer them as soon as we can. We'll try.
Absolutely.
And if you want your question answered sooner, you can go to patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. We take Patreon questions first.
Absolutely.
And we do other things. So we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Bye-byes.
Bye-byes.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.